بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي عبد الله جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزاة، فقال: إن بالمدينة لرجالا ما سرتم مسيرا ولا قطعتم واديا إلا كانوا معكم حبسهم المرض، وفي رواية: إلا شركوكم في الأجر. رواه مسلم. This is the next hadith narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abdullah al-Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam before the Hijrah, before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara. He participated with his father in the pledge of Aqaba, that was in Mina, when Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to give da'wah to the people, and when the Ansar of Medina accepted Islam and also made a pledge that they wanted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to come to Medina Sharif. At that time he was still very young, a small boy. Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi narrates from Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that I fought in 19 battles with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he says, I did not participate in the battle of Badr and Uhud because my father had stopped me. The two very important battles, he was not present at that time. However, after that, when my father was martyred, made shaheed in the battle of Uhud, I did not stay behind from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any battle. He took part after that in all the jihad expeditions with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1,540 ahadith were narrated from him. He passed away in the year 74 Hijri at the age of 94. And all that time he was taking part in all the various expeditions and was the last Sahabi to pass away in Madinatul Munawwara. His bequest was that the tyrant Hajjaj ibn Yusuf should not perform his janazah salat. He was buried in Baqi. However, Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that we were with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a certain expedition, expedition of jihad. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in Madina Sharif there are certain people that you people have not, they are there in Madina Sharif, but you did not travel anywhere, that is in this expedition of jihad of yours, wherever you had traveled, and you did not pass by any valley, any wadi, but those people were with you. In other words, though they were bodily, physically in Madina Sharif, but they are part of you on account of their niyat. They wanted to be with you, but habasahumul marad, they were ill, and because of their illness they could not come, but their intention was to be there. And in another narration it comes, illa sharakukum fil ajar. They were there in Madina Sharif, they did not take part in the battle, but they also get a full share in the booty, in the spoils of war, and they get a full share in the thawab of this expedition. In other words, the niyat was to go. Here we see again, we are busy with the chapter of niyat, that though they could not make it physically, but their niyat was, so they were counted with them, amongst them. Like a person, for example, was keen to go for Hajj, and he's prepared in every way, but he did not get his visa for any reason. He still gets the sawab of that Hajj, according to one's intention. A person wanted to get up for tahajjud and he made all the preparation for it, but he could not get up for whatever reason, he will still get the sawab. All this shows that niyat, intention, is a very important aspect in our lives. ورواه البخاري عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال. And this was the narration in the kitab of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh. In the Bukhari Sharif, this narration also comes and says, رَجَعْنَا مِنْ غَزْوَةِ تَبُوكَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. we returned from the battle expedition of Tabuk, which was a very, very trying and a very, very tedious expedition. Though no jihad took place in it, but it was a very long journey, and with great difficulties the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum did this journey. فقال then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ أَقْوَامًا خَلْفَنَا بِالْمَدِينَةِ. There are certain people who are behind us. They were left behind in Medina Sharif. مَا سَلَكْتَ شِعْبًا وَلَا وَادِيًا. We did not walk through any valley or any wadi, إِلَّا وَهُمْ مَعَنَا. But the fact is that these people were with us. That is, physically they were not with, but their niyat was to be with, so they are counted with us. حَبَسَهُمُ الْعُذَرُ. They had certain valid excuses for not being able to come, so therefore they could not make it physically, bodily, but their niyat was, and they get their reward according to their niyat. So from here also we learn that a niyat of a person is very important in all our matters. And we make our proper effort, not just the words that we make niyat. Like for example, we make niyat, we're going to come for Fajr, but we make no preparation whatsoever. We don't put the alarm clock, we don't ask anyone to awaken us, and we say, I had niyat, so though I slept away, I still get my sawab of Fajr. No, when a person, the niyat means that he makes his full preparation, and whatever is within his means, he does, and still he cannot manage it, then Allah Ta'ala will still give that reward. May Allah let us make good intention in all our matters, and we get tremendous rewards from Allah Ta'ala on niyat. And more details come in front with some aspects of niyat explained in this hadith. May Allah give us tawfiq to make niyat for good deeds and to make our proper preparations for it as well. Wa afiru da'wana.